Today, we have four new icebreakers that are perfect for smaller youth groups. And don't forget to stick around to the end and hear all about our 150th episode giveaway.
Welcome to the Ministry Coach Podcast, where we bring you weekly tips and tactics to help you fast track the growth and health of your youth ministry. My name is Jeff Lascola, and this is
Kristen Lascola.
And we have a couple really exciting things to go over today. One of which is this is our 150th episode. Can you believe it? But that is not why you guys are probably here. You want to know four really fun, really easy icebreaker games to play with your youth group, specifically those that are maybe a smaller youth group size.
Yeah, so if you like to play games, it's always fun to do a quick little grabber at the beginning, an icebreaker. I like ones that are sort of fun to watch because I think it gets the energy going. And if you have trouble getting students to play games, I think sometimes icebreakers can kind of prime the pump to get them excited for the actual game. Or if they see other people having fun, it can kind of entice them to get more involved.
It breaks the ice, as they say.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Right before you get into number one, I just want to say we are doing a giveaway to celebrate our 150th episode. So make sure you stick around to the end to find out the details about that. Now, what is the first game you have?
Okay, the first one. It's called Switcheroo. Okay, I'm lucky that rhymed. So Switcheroo works like this. You can call it something less lame if you want. I always am the self-proclaimed lamest game namer ever.
Lamer namer.
So you get two volunteers to come up and they face each other on the stage and they get like 5 seconds to look at each other, right? Then they turn around back to back and then they get like 5 seconds to change something about them. And then they turn back around and the first person to guess what it is wins a point or wins the round. And then you have a fresh new people. I was going to say a fresh couple, but like they're not a couple.
Right.
So that sounds weird. Two new people come up and then you do another round and another round, however many you want to do. So for example, you and I are facing each other. We turn around and maybe
my shirt is unbuttoned, so I just button one.
Yeah, and maybe I zip up my collar or whatever. Or maybe I take off my earrings. Maybe you tuck in your shirt. Maybe you take off your shoes. Maybe that'd be too obvious. But
how subtle can it be?
It can be, I mean, like,
enough to be able to be noticed.
Use your best judgment. Like, you couldn't just take your hat and turn it
slightly
1 degree.
Cock it to the
yeah.
Side.
Okay. Like, try to go within reason of like flip your collar or buttons or something like that. And then you go and get new people because, or you could just like, all right, now it has to be something different and you could play with the same people and it would get harder.
You may have just already said this, but when they jump around, it's whatever one notices the change.
First wins. And it's fun because the audience knows what it is.
Yeah.
And so anything where the audience doesn't necessarily have to play, but you get them kind of on the edge of their seat where they're like dying, like, and you like, they want to say it so bad. So anyways, something like that, kind of fun watching people play that. So that one's very easy. You don't need any supplies, Switcheroo, or whatever you can think of that's way cooler.
Whatever better name you can come up with. Hey, if you guys do want a PDF of the instructions to all these games, go ahead and email us at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com. That way you don't have to constantly come back to this episode and you can sit there and have it printed out instead of having to, or leave it on your computer instead of having to remember all these games. So
yeah. You know, it'd be so funny if you got permission from a parent and like you like cut a kid's hair really fast or something, like 5, 4, 3, and you're like cutting his hair 2, 1. True story, I did get permission to shave a kid's head on stage once.
I think I
from the
that.
Parent. It was for an air band. We didn't win, which I thought was really lame. I'm like, this kid is bald now. At the beginning of this air band, he had hair. Now he is bald. How did we not win? You want to know? One word. Haters. You know who you are. Anyways, so if you did something extreme like that, like that'd be super fun.
That would be cool.
Anyways. All right. Number two is Google search trivia. So I like to think of really funny, potentially funny search entries into Google. So then you have students, like you put it on the screen, like multiple choice, and you have two students come up. They have to guess which one is the correct fill-in for the Google search. So for example, you might search, why is my sister so... And then you see what comes up.
Autofill.
Now, yeah, the autofill. But you have to be careful because if it's, well, maybe your Google search engine is personalized to you. Mm. And so it's like, well, that's not really fair. It's probably just, if it's purple, it means that's one of your previous search histories. If it's black, that means I think that it goes to like Google masses of like what is a normal search.
You can just pull up an incognito search or an incognito Google site or something like that.
Do you know how to do that, Jeff?
I actually don't. I've just heard that works. And I don't know why this is a thing.
Okay, so...
It's not like racing search history or something. I just still really don't know how to do.
All right. So, you know, you write in, why is my sister so... And then the top searches. So you obviously put the real one in there and then make up a bunch of fake ones and they have to guess which the real one is. So why is my sister A, so annoying, B, so mean to me, C, so weird, or D, so tan?
Ask her. I don't know.
So then, you know, the kids come up and they choose. And the weirder you make them, the better.
So which one's the real one?
Well, what do you think?
The first one, the annoying one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take the actual top answer and then you make up three other
ones. Or you can put in the top, because annoying, mean to me, and weird are top three. You just have to say which one's number one.
Gotcha.
And then I made up so tan. so you could just put the only one in there. That's the real one. And they have to just guess what's the real. So it's just your preference, but they basically just have to guess what's the number one answer for that Google search entry.
Okay.
So you could go head to head, like, or if you want the whole audience to participate, one way you could do that is give them paper that has A, B, C, or D, and they just hold it up, whichever one they think is correct. And then they get a point if they're standing up. You could throw out candy, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely variations to how you play it based on the size of your group and all of that. So you don't have to do it exactly the way we're saying it. Kind of morph it to fit you. All right. Number three, the students love this one. And it's so dumb. We called it a useless talent competition. And it was a texting race. So they love to, like, you pitch it like, how many of you guys are amazing texters, you know, and they all are self-proclaimed, like, I'm so good at texting, you know. So you have two people go head to head. Now, you could do this a couple different ways. You could do it if you have a very small youth group. Everyone pull out your phones. The first one to text correctly, me, you give them your number. Be careful what you wish for. And the first text message to come in correctly wins. Or you could have two people go head to head. They each have a phone and they text you. And the first text message to come through on your phone wins. Now you might be thinking, oh, well, all my students don't have phones. That's okay. You can still play this game. So get like a couple of leaders who are willing to lend their phone for the game only. So if I have Sarah's phone and Kylie's phone, then it's like very easy because those contacts already exist in my phone, right? So you give the student one of, you know, the leader's phones, you give them the prompt, the first one to come through wins. Now you could be super... What makes this game fun is not just who gets it first, but who gets it correct. Now, there's the way that I think the best way to play is go level one, level two, level three. I'll give you a sample of what those different levels would look like and why they are obviously difficult. So level one, you would have the students text, hey, exclamation point, what's for dinner, question mark. I hope it rhymes with Ritza, because it's going to autocorrect back to pizza. So they're going to have to be savvy to either select it or go back and delete. And they have to have all the capitalization and punctuation. So, hey, has to be capitalized with an exclamation point. So that's level one. That's one sentence.
Again, you're showing this on screen so they can see it and know exactly, or are you just verbalizing it?
No, you can put it on the screen. Okay. I think it would be much easier because then there's no denying that you knew exactly what it was, and it'll be too hard to remember anyways. So you put it on the screen, the first one to get it correctly. So if your phone dings and it's the first one to come through. Well, you have to read it. Yeah. And then it's like, no, keep going. Try again. Try again. So now that gives the second contestant an opportunity to swoop in there and get the point. So then you're like, all right, you guys are pretty good at this. Let's see if you can go level two. And I think that will, that's another strategy for getting more people involved, because they've already watched people do it. And now if you go a little bit more difficult, they're like, oh, I could do that. Right. Oh, you know, now people might be motivated to prove themselves. So the second one would be level two. Do you want to come over and eat Ritza? We get that pizza. That's pizza with an R.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Just pizza making spelled sure. Incorrectly.
Ritza, comma, oops, exclamation point. I mean, pizza with me, question mark. It has silly toppings that you might like. Greens, comma, beans, comma, potatoes, comma, tomatoes, comma, ham, comma, a ram, exclamation point. And ram is all in caps. Although she might be saying lamb. I don't know.
I think she actually says ram.
Ram. Who eats rams? I don't know. But okay, that's a song. So that is level two. It has to be all with the caps, all of that. So I capitalize all the letters in ram, and then they have to get all those commas like greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Then
actually, I think it's lamb or ram, but I digress.
Okay. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, you should be on TikTok more often, okay?
No.
Just kidding. All right. And then final level three, can they do it? I don't think so. Quote, dear Uber Eats, comma, please deliver 1,805 drumsticks to apartment 703 at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. Knock three times and yell, quote, hot and crispy, and I will know it's you and come down. You will know it's me because I have chicken crock charms, end quote. All right.
And by the way, you can change these if you want. That probably goes without saying.
I'm just giving you an example.
Good
okay,
examples.
Because 8 o'clock, you have to get the colon, yeah. PM, and then 1,805 drumsticks. You got to get a comma in there. Guys, this is professional youth ministry, okay? This is hard.
So there's definitely a solid chance that they screw it up on that first try.
Exactly. And so it's going to be intense. And that's the thing with an icebreaker. You want to keep it intense in the audience. That is the object of an incredible icebreaker, is the audience engaged?
Yeah.
You know, so, and you guys might be saying, audience, I was thinking my whole youth group would play this. Yeah, if you have a very small youth group, they can. If there's like 10 or more, sometimes it's better just to pick a couple and let everyone else just enjoy the obnoxiousness of the whole thing, you know, and it is really fun. Again, I will reiterate, watching people have fun is a motivator for the others to have fun. Let me tell you a quick story. Tuesday night, we played Me Buried Treasure, and all my eighth grade boys were way too cool to play. And they all went up on the balcony and they were just watching and they're on their phones. Well, we got to the last round and they were running, literal sprint down to the floor because they saw how fun it was and they decided they wanted to play. And, you know, I think it just took seeing other people do it. And that I was like, well, this wasn't dumb and no one made fun of them and everyone was cheering for them and everyone was laughing and having a good time. And he got four, I could get eight, you know, and I think they could just see, I could do this and I could do it better. So I think that is a motivator for engagement also. So this isn't like, let's just be weirdos and text weird stuff. Like, again, there is strategy behind these kinds of things also. All right. Are you ready for the worst name ever for number four?
Yes.
Goo Goo Gaga. Okay, not joking. This is what it's called in my game logs right now. Like, I have a professional log of icebreakers that says Goo Goo Gaga. I'm a professional youth pastor. Okay, so Goo Goo Gaga. Here's how you play. So you get however many contestants you want, but they all need a partner. Okay. So if you and I were partners, one of us would sit in a chair facing the audience and the other person would go behind the chair standing up. So I'm sitting and you're behind me and we're both facing the audience. You are going to be the parent and you put on a blindfold and the object is you have to feed me. So you get a pudding cup. Like, I think that's more fun than baby food because the kids will actually eat it and the chocolate gets all over their face. So you give every blindfolded parent a pudding cup and a spoon, and they're basically reaching like around their head and feeding them.
So they're not going like through the arms, like pretending that they're their arms.
No, it's just, it's hard to find their mouth when you're behind them blindfolded. Yeah. And so the baby, they can't get up off the chair, but they can maneuver their head.
But they're not blindfolded.
They're not blindfolded. Okay. And so they're trying to get the food in their mouth and the parent is trying their best to find the mouth, but it is so hilarious to watch. Just talking about it makes me want to definitely play this on Tuesday because it's been a long time and this is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about kids getting chocolate pudding all over their clothes, one low budget way to protect kids' clothes is you just cut a hole in the bottom of a trash bag and then put it over their head like a poncho. And that's super cheap and easy. And then they don't go home with chocolate pudding all over them. But that one's really fun. So the way you win that is the person who's able to feed the baby all of the pudding first wins. Goo goo gaga. All right. That's four.
All right. Let's do a quick question of the day and then we will get into some of the giveaway details. Question of the day is this, and I want you, all you listening and watching, to answer in the YouTube section of this video. What was your least favorite grade from elementary through high school, all of that?
Senior year. Hated it. I was so over school. I never went. I always got absences are a problem on my report card. I'd call my mom every day. Can you please call me a pass? I got to get out of here. I would get in the trunk of a car and get smuggled out of school on off campus.
Willingly?
Totally. If someone literally had an off campus period or whatever, I would just go out to the parking lot and be like, put me in your car. I'm going. I think I jumped over a fence once, got caught. My shorts got caught on the on the fence top. I could not stay in school my senior year.
Senior year was a breeze. I felt like I didn't do anything.
And that's what I mean. I was stir crazy because all of my classes were I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
And it was just such a waste of time. I was so ready to go. I hated being there. And somehow I graduated with a 3.5 GPA. So go figure. And never went to school. So
mine was also high school, but it was my freshman year. The high school that I went to, it was one high school, two junior highs coming together. And I went to the smaller of the junior high. So when we combined, it was like, where are all my friends?
Yeah.
And so there was that kind of transition period, which honestly, I felt like took me an entire year to kind of be like, who do I hang out with? Because it was different recess. Lunch periods, nutrition breaks, all that. I didn't have it with any of my normal friends. So it was now find new people to be friends with. And it was just awful.
You should have just jumped the fence.
Seriously.
Just gone to Jack in the Box. That's what I did.
All right. Why don't you guys put down in the comment section below the worst grade or your least favorite grade and why. Now we're going to do a quick comment of the day. This comes from Hootie the Legend. And they say, fun and quirky. That's probably both you. That's a description of
Hootie,
you.
Hootie, tell us which one you meant to be fun who's quirky. We want to know.
It says, I love this podcast. Very engaging content and hosts. You can tell that these two married co-hosts work with students. Something you can also see is that they enjoy working with students and passing along helpful tips learned along the way.
We do.
If you work with students, this is a top-tier podcast to add to your listening library. Look forward to many more funny and quirky episodes to come. Well, Hootie, we will do our best to be both funny and quirky, and hopefully all those of you guys listening will find that we also give a lot of value, too. So anyways, we thank you so much,
Hootie. Thanks,
Hootie! All right, now to giveaway information. So if you want to enter the giveaway... Wait, what are we giving away? Let's start there. Oh, my goodness. dodgeballs and lots of them.
What?
So we're going to be, over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be giving away five sets of dodgeballs. We're going to do one winner each week. So make sure you...
Five winners.
That is. Make sure you come back to see, one, if you won, and number two, if you didn't win, I guess.
Well, we got to know where to send these dodgeballs, so you better claim your prize.
Make sure you guys email us at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com to enter, and just put free 150 either in the subject or in the body of the email so that we know for sure that you're entered into the giveaway. Now, some insider information. If you want more entries,
ooh, do tell.
Go ahead and answer the question of the day today.
Easy.
And so was what? What was your least favorite grade in high school? Or what was your least favorite grade and why? And then second, that's five extra entries just for doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, if you leave a review on our podcast at Apple Podcasts, that is 25 extra entry points. Now, I will say this. You need to take a screenshot of it when you submit it and send it to us, because just like Hootie the Legend, I don't know who that is unless I have an email kind of attached to it. So sometimes it's hard. So make sure, unless that's your name, like literally like Hootie the Legend was your name by birth.
On your birth, then we're going to need a screenshot of your birth certificate.
If it comes to that, it comes to that. No, if you guys want to read the full description of the giveaway details and information rules, all that, check in the description below. But we thank you guys for watching.
Hold on. So I just did a little bit of math. So you mean to say you could get 26 entries in?
No, you could get 25 plus answering the question of the day.
Yeah, that was five.
That's,
oh, sorry.
So 25. 30. So that's 30 plus the
one,
just the one. So 31,
31
for just one episode.
So comment on this episode and then leave a review for Apple. That's 25. 31 entries. 31,
just for this week. Now you can only leave the review one time, but you can comment on the next few weeks when these videos and episodes come out. If you comment on the question of the day of those weeks, that's another additional five entry. You know, and you can read all this in the description below. It's going to get
very confusing. Anyways, I was writing notes.
All that to say, we thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Stick around next week and find out if you're week one's winner. But we thank you so much for watching.
And listening. And we'll see you next time. And also, stick around to the end.
I want to strike that entire thing.
Yes. Yeah. Please do.
It's 2023.
It's 2023.
You can do it.